The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know Vanessa from Bothell is. Vanessa, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve. For those playing at home, Vanessa has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I am.
What chemical element is the main component of human bones and teeth?
Uric acid. Pass.
What is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
Correct. Soundgarden released their album King Animal today in 2012. So how old is it today?
12.
Yes. Who played Christy in the sitcom Mom?
Alice Janner.
No.
Allison Janner.
No.
Jenner. Pat.
How many months did Martha Stewart spend in prison?
18.
No.
1920.
No. Which U.S. city is known as the city of brotherly love?
San Francisco.
No.
Oakland.
No.
Los Angeles.
No. Which planet in our solar system has the largest diameter?
Jupiter.
Correct. Beyonce had the early 2000s hit song titled Crazy in What?
Love.
Yes. Which sea is located in Israel and Jordan?
Mediterranean.
No.
Black Sea.
Vanessa, you got four correct.
Yeah, not good.
You know, you never know.
There were tough questions in there today, Sarah.
Would you have gotten about the same?
Probably.
I know you would have known that Beyonce won like she did.
Oh, yeah.
That's a banger. You know what? I feel like Steve might know that, too. For some reason, I could see him back in the day blasting that song.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day.
And he's going to admit it today.
Oh, not back in the day? You don't think, Danny, like... today,
yeah,
he does. I could see that too.
Steve knows music.
Steve, are you ready?
Are we talking about this song?
Oh my gosh.
What?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay, I like that remix.
The Marshawn Chicken Dance remix.
What chemical element is the main component of human bones and teeth?
Calcium.
Correct. What is the capital of Japan?
Osaka.
No.
Oh. Tokyo.
Yes. Soundgarden released their album King Animal today in 2012. So how old is it today?
I forgot about that record. That's a good one. It's 12 years old.
It is. Good math. Who played Christy in the sitcom Mom?
Anna Faris.
Yes. How many months did Martha Stewart spend in prison?
Oh, man. I'm going to say 6 months.
No.
9 months.
Nice, but no.
3 months.
No.
1 month?
No. Which U.S. city is known as the city of brotherly love?
Philadelphia.
Correct.
You jerks.
Which planet in the solar system has the largest diameter? Wow.
I'm going to go with Saturn.
No.
Oh, that would be Uranus, Sarah?
Well, it's big, but no.
Jupiter?
I wish it was bigger. Yes. Beyonce had the early 2000s hit song titled Crazy in What?
Love.
Yeah.
You got a butt like Jupiter. I'd say that.
Located, yeah. Thanks. Is located in Israel and Jordan.
Caspian.
No.
Sea of Tranquility.
No.
The Dirty Sea.
No. Steve, you got 7 correct, which is a win, 7-4. Sorry, Vanessa.
No worries. That was embarrassing. I couldn't hear the first question.
Oh, well, I mean, we'll just give it to you anyway. Okay, you got 5 then. 7-5.
Yeah. And Vanessa, don't feel alone. We every morning embarrass ourselves every single show. So
yeah, yeah. Sure do.
Join the club.
And she can play again anytime.
Oh, yeah, because I beat her ass.
Wow. I don't know why I thought Martha Stewart spent a really, really long time in prison.
Was it 2 months?
It's 5.
5. That is a long time.
I don't know why I thought she was in there for like years.
Did like a hardened criminal?
Yeah. I honestly don't even know her story. I just know she went. I'm meaning to watch that Netflix documentary.
We need to do that.
On her, but
I'm too busy right now watching the Tyson documentary. I got to wait till that's over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll move on to Martha.
I've only got so much room for documentaries.
Which sea is located in Israel and Jordan? It's the Dead Sea.
Dead Sea.
And I was just very impressed that both you and Vanessa knows Beyonce is Crazy in Love. And we know you listen to it probably every day.
Crazy in Love.
Yes, exactly. Well, congrats on beating Vanessa.
Did you ever take a job and realize right away that this job was not meant for you?
Starting to feel that way right now as we sing Beyonce songs.
206.
Yes. Yes. I've had a couple of jobs where I was, not radio, but I've had a couple of jobs where I'm like, I got to get out of this.
206-803-ROCK. One guy realized that that very thing, and is now going viral for it. So do call us up if you ever made a bad choice in the job that you took. 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Jet.
The Daily Migs Show.
Did you ever take a job and realize right away that this job was not meant for you? 206-803-ROCK. This guy may have chosen the wrong line of work, because what happened was this guy in England posted a video of a Domino's driver freaking out because he's afraid of dogs. He dropped half of the person's order on the ground when their dog showed up at the door. This is the audio.
So that's the thing. I can understand if it was like an angry, vicious dog, even like the little ankle biters. Like, you don't feel like, I don't want to get bit by a dog. I don't care if it's 10 pounds or 200 pounds. Like, I just don't feel like dealing with that. But the owner's like, he's friendly, and he's still freaked out.
Well, if you're going to be a delivery driver of any kind,
yes,
you're going to encounter probably a lot of dogs.
If you're delivering things to people's homes?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So call in now if you have ever made a bad choice in the job that you took. 206-803-ROCK. Joshua is in Gig Harbor. What was the job that you took?
I was a painter and fell off the ladder. I had jumped off the ladder maybe about 8 to 10 feet high. And I realized that a stumbling dude is not very good on a ladder.
Oh, dude, I know for a fact I would never be a good painter for that reason. Many reasons, but that would be a big part of it. It's like, I am not comfortable being on a ladder at a high level.
Okay. Yeah, I just, I quit that job soon after.
Did you have any injuries associated with that fall?
Nope. It was just a tuck and roll, and I'm clumsy and not get on the ladder again today.
I hate it even at our house when Brad gets up on the ladder, even doing like Christmas lights or something. I just am sitting there having a panic attack knowing things could go very wrong very quickly.
That's when I see people with like the big ass ladders and they're doing the Christmas lights on the second level, and I'm just like, yeah, that's not ever going to. I'm okay with like first level doing a little bit of the trim, but even then I'm so bad like with ladders, like in the world of independent wrestling, like there are ladder matches, and I refuse to do those because I'm like, I do not trust myself. Like I will break something and it won't be like, it won't be pretty. So keep me away from ladders.
If you've ever made a bad choice in the job that you took, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK.
It's funny, bring up wrestling. Cause so this weekend, Friday night, you guys are coming to SOS Pro Wrestling. I'm so excited that you guys are going to be there. That's going to be a blast. And it's in Tacoma, Edison Square, SOSProWrestling.com. I bring it up because one of the last times I went, a guy came up to me and says, dude, I had the same job you had once that you shared on the air. And that's when I was trying to sell art at there was an ad in The Stranger says, join us for a rock and roll experience, a rock and roll environment, blah, blah, blah. And it was turned out that you were
trying to sell art to people who weren't expecting you showing up to their business, unsolicited, trying to sell art out of your car. And this guy came up to me and told me the story, and it was note for note exactly what I went through. He's like, yeah, I made it just to lunch, same here. He's like, I was so uncomfortable. The guy I was with was very pushy. He was like sliding into back entrances into businesses with some art under his arm, trying to sell it to like random people at their cubicle. And I was like, yeah, man, that's exactly what I went through. I didn't last an entire day. I knew that I am not. And because of that, I realized I'm just not equipped to do sales.
Yeah.
At all. In anything. I always give props to anyone who works in sales. Like, I just, if somebody even like looked at me like they were about to say no, even if they were about to say yes, I'll give you all my money, but it looked like they were saying no, I'd be like, no problem. And I'd run off.
Well, it's funny you mentioned that, because one of the jobs that I realized I took the wrong job was a sales job.
Yeah.
And it was for a chiropractic company that needed someone to do sales and marketing. So I had been doing sales and marketing for them for like a couple of weeks, and then they wanted to send me to some sort of like a business academy to like do further training, and it was out of state. And I started to just do some research on the place, and it just looked very brainwashy, weird.
Like you were joining a cult?
Yeah. And I was like, awesome. I don't think I want to do this. So I literally wrote,
was it all inclusive?
I think they were going to foot the bill for the whole thing, but I was like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to do this with these people. And so I left a little notice and just left. I left a note that said, I'm giving my notice effective immediately. And I left. I don't want to go to your business academy.
It freaked you out that much.
Really weird.
Did you ever do like research to find out like a backstory? I feel like there might be a documentary about this place.
I think it was like rooted in like Scientology or something like that. It was just really, I'm just a salesperson for a chiropractic clinic. I don't know that I need to be going here.
Does emotional music have an effect on you?
Right. It just seemed a little too much.
Dan, you ever have a job that you're like, yeah, I know you've done like a lot of like Hot Topics, the Jamba Juice or places like that.
Yeah, it was one at the mall. I've talked about it before, but it's, I won't name names, but it was a store at the mall after I worked at Hot Topic. And I went and everyone kind of quit and went to this one store and was like, oh, we're going to work here instead. And I remember on my first day, they were like, you need to sell a bikini to a man in his 40s. And I was like, no. And they're like, well, that's the whole thing, is it's upselling. It's back to school season. You're going to find like some dads coming in, so you need to sell them. And that was like their whole thing, was like that was the challenge.
So that's why
day.
You tried to sell me that bikini when I first met
every
you.
Time. Yeah. No, and I was just like, I don't, because there you had to work on commission. Whereas like Hot Topic, you didn't work on commission. So it was like one of those like, I remember that was my only day of work. Week later, they called me like, hey, you know your schedule's day, right? And I was like, oh, no, I quit after my last shift and I never went back.
Somebody texted us, I was a busser at a restaurant instead of a really nice retirement home in high school. I freaking hated how uptight they were, to the point where they would comment on my looks all the way to how I talked. Oh, and I called in sick one day and they fired me because I misspelled a word on my form. But being a busboy, I remember doing that when I first moved out here. And it wasn't like one day and I was done, but it was after a couple of months, I realized this is not meant for me, because every night I came home smelling like bleach.
Oh.
Because of cleaning everything.
And you just can't ever get rid of it?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, my buddies would be like, you want to come out? We're going to Pioneer Square, back in the day when they had like the joint cover for like all the places. And I would always say no, because I was like, I still smell like cleaning supplies at a restaurant. I was like, I'm just not cut out for this.
I could just see you getting promoted to bus man, though.
Bus man.
Yeah.
I kind of like being bus boy. Keeps you young. Another person said Amazon delivery person. Did it for one day. Couldn't do it again. Anyone who does that has my total respect.
Wow.
It's a grind. I hear like it's just go, go, go.
For sure. Busy day. We know that you're a massive music fan, Rockaholics, but do you think that you can name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it. And if so, you will win tickets to see Deftones at Climate Pledge Arena on February 27th. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning we have received texts and calls from you that we haven't had a chance to chat about, but right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call us up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show, or if you have something on your mind that you want to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
One text, I just love this one, because earlier we were talking about, you know, is what's the protocol for you personally? Will you be willing to sit in a seat that's not assigned to you? Or how do you feel about that? Because Sarah recently was at the Usher show, which, sorry, you had to go to that, but you went. And then people showed up because you were sitting in the wrong seat. And that's like your biggest nightmare.
Yes, and the security guard escorted me and my friends to our correct seats.
And made sure you sat there.
Yes, she did.
To put in the, like, safety belts and they lock you in. Mm-hmm. You guys broke the law.
They can't be trusted anymore.
So it said back in the Kingdom days, my buddy and I had season tickets to the Hawks on the second preseason game. We noticed that the seats front row 50-yard line were vacant. So we went down there. We sat there for six games. We made buddies with all the people sitting around us. Every time we're high-fiving, we're buying each other beers. And then on that eighth game, this lady and her daughter showed up and we had to leave. And everybody was surprised because they realized those were not our seats. Oh. It was definitely the walk of shame.
Yeah. I mean, my dad used to, you know, four kids. He always would buy the cheapest seats and then march us down as close as we could get to whatever the sporting event was, whether it was Sonics or Mariners or whatever.
Especially back in those days.
Back, like, in those days.
They didn't really double check they didn't look at your tickets. They were just like, yeah, go, you know, nobody was like monitoring to make sure that you were you were playing moves like that. Nowadays, I think it's a little bit harder.
Yeah, we're always trying to get on the floor, always trying to upgrade, you know, without actually upgrading.
This person did something I would do sometimes from time to time as well. We do it all the time. We check Ticketmaster to see what seats haven't sold.
That's kind of genius.
When I remember when Kevin and I, from Metal Shop, we went to, it might have been Dallas. I can't remember which. We went to a couple of WrestleManias together out of town, New Orleans and also Dallas. And we would get media passes, but they weren't seats. So what I would do is go on StubHub or Ticketmaster after the show started and kind of like look through the seats to find as close as possible ones that haven't been purchased yet. And it worked every time.
No way.
There were a couple times where somebody came up and goes, hey, those are our seats. And we're like, all right, luckily, because eventually they pulled that off of the website. I screenshot it so I can quickly go find the other ones and go sit at those ones as well.
I love this.
I'm a fan of that.
Getting new skills to
new skills.
Try.
Okay.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Peter is in Seattle. You want to talk about the winter weather on the way.
Yeah, hey, Karen. Good morning, guys.
What's up, Peter?
I've just been doing my snow dances, and it looks like we're finally getting some snow in the mountains.
Yeah, I've been seeing some powder sugar dusting all over the place.
Yeah, I was wondering if you're going to put together maybe like a morning show snowboarding trip somewhere.
Hell no.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that.
Awesome. Wait, do you snowboard?
I ski. I ski.
Oh, yeah.
With my knobby knees.
My gnarly knees.
Right on, guys.
Right on. Thanks, Peter. Hey, Peter, are you a snowboarder or a skiboarder or a skier?
I've been a season pass to Crystal for like the last 15 years.
Nice.
Snowboarding?
Yeah. I'm awesome. Not like any really good. You know, I just ride and enjoy the terrain. I don't do jumps or not. I'm kind of a bigger guy. But it's just so much fun to be out there while it's so gloomy and, you know, depressing here.
Oh, 100%.
In the mountains.
Peter, are you headphones or are you just kind of like just zone out and just enjoy just snowboarding with just the natural sounds?
So I like to keep it quiet, but recently I did put in like a little system in my helmet because I rock a helmet.
Nice.
And it's great to put a little, you know, like a playlist, but you also have to be careful. If it's busy, then you might want to like maybe do one ear and see what's going on around you. So.
Very
that's
smart.
My advice to people. Yeah.
Yeah. Last thing you want to do is like barrel over a kid because you were rocking out to like Mudvayne or something like that.
You know, he was talking about not doing jumps and things like that. One of the last times I was up skiing with my stepson, he went off of this little jump and I kind of wanted to show off and be like, look at it, I can do it.
Look
too.
At your stepmother.
I'm so rad. And I went up and the way I landed, I like immediately started seeing stars. like tweet, 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 tweet. And I was like, okay, that's the end of that. And that's the last time I ever went off a jump. That was probably maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
I'm picturing like, him hanging out with his friends. Like, hey, how's your stepmom? Well, she's cool, but she's kind of stupid. Let me tell you why.
Why did a well-known celebrity just do this to a reporter?
Don't come to my house.
Do you have any comments?
What? Come to my house.
That sounded scary.
Oh, yeah.
Find out why that happened at 9:50.
The Daily Mix Show. Hey! The Daily Mix Show.
Michael Strahan got upset with a DailyMail.com reporter when he was confronted outside of his own home, Steve Miggs. The reporter approached Michael and asked if he wanted to comment about not placing his hand over his heart during the national anthem on Sunday.
Sheesh.
So Michael batted the reporter's phone away, and this is the audio.
Don't come to my house.
Do you have
Don't
any comments?
What? Come to my house.
That's me when someone's trying to sell me their landscaping service as well. Don't come to my house. You take your stupid little package with a rock on it and get the hell out.
I mean,
did you see the picture or the video?
I did see the video.
And I have a buddy that's a veteran, and I saw him post something on social media, and he's like, why do we give an F? Like, he did nothing bad. He just didn't put his hand over his heart. Like, everyone else got their hand on their heart. He's still standing there respectfully. It's not like he's got his middle fingers in the air, and he's, like, burning a flag at the same time. Like, this guy is still showing respect for his country, but now people want him fired.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I also think that people just don't get, you know, famous people don't get the luxury that we get of just being able to go home and not be bothered. So he was probably already pretty heated about this whole situation.
The thing that cracks me up most about it is when people are like so disrespectful. I'm like, these are the same people that lose their mind that I see at like a Seahawks game, wasted while the national anthem's going, like whistling and hollering. And like, it's just like, okay, we're just getting worked up over the dumbest ass.
Yes, we are.
But don't come to my house. I agree. Like, I don't even care.
Steve, slap the phone out of your hand.
I sometimes get on edge even if I invited someone to my house. I'm like, why are you here? Oh, yeah, that's right. Today's Saturday. My bad.
A very strange pairing for a tour is coming to T-Mobile Park. Who is it? We're going to tell you during the Daily Migs download after Soundgarden.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And Ryan Castle joins us. Ryan, can we interest you in a Chucker Cherry? We got some from the market today.
They're amazing.
Those are great, yeah.
Treat yourself.
I will. I enjoy a good cherry.
Oh, I bet you do.
From time to time.
Well, hey, the DMV is brought to you by Palace Law, and I think you also enjoy donuts, I hope?
Sometimes,
okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Krispy Kreme always finds a reason to just hand out free donuts. I don't know what's going on over there, but
terrible business model.
Any day that ends in Y.
They found yet another reason. I'm not complaining. I'm just observing these things. Today, because today is World Kindness Day, they decided that the first 500 guests who visit participating shops across the country get a free dozen original glazed donuts.
A dozen.
Wow. Not just one donut. No purchases necessary. And if you do the math, that's about 6,000 free donuts per store.
Damn.
You have a busy day.
So I don't know if they've already handed them out at the Krispy Kreme downtown or in the Soto area, but get on over there if you want a free box of donuts.
Our resident My Chemical Romance fan, Danny V, can look forward to the Black Parade being performed live in full during the band's 2025 North American tour. It's going to be kicking off in Seattle at T-Mobile Park on July 11th. And the Violent Femmes are going to be joining as a special guest in Seattle.
Makes no sense to me.
There won't be a dry black makeup dye in the house.
I'm just trying to make sense, though. So here's My Chemical Romance. Okay, and here's the Violent Femmes.
When I'm out walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite.
Both of those songs about masturbation.
Okay, that's enough.
Some of the other opening acts on this tour, just to make things even more weird, Pixies, Devo, Alice Cooper. I know.
I feel like they just picked like their favorite bands and said, F it. Let's just see if they'll do a couple shows with us.
Yeah.
Tickets go on sale this Friday, November 15th at 10 a.m.
All right, we have the story of the day, and it happened over in the UK. A man was arrested for an indecent exposure because he showed his stuff to a group of women who then taunted him and made fun of him because of his size.
Oh.
It happened outside of a pizza place. I guess he approached him at the club. They also found a small amount of cocaine on him. So he got some drug charges.
To be fair, cocaine will definitely make your... So I'm told.
It's like being in the pool.
Shrink. Yeah.
Shrinkage.
Yeah, so I'm told.
I was in the pool and on cocaine.
A Georgia woman named Brittany was arrested after her 10-year-old son, Soren, walked less than a mile into town all by himself. Somebody that was passing by was concerned and called the police. And although Brittany believed Soren was mature enough for the walk, police have charged her with reckless conduct.
How old's the kid?
10.
10.
Oh, man, I was doing
I think
a lot
he's since turned 11. I think he's actually 11 as of like today or something.
See, that's my first thought. I'm like, that's awful. And then I realized I used to go to elementary school. My parents were just like, all right, go. Yeah. Just make sure you walk these streets because certain parents are watching to make sure you pass by.
I would walk to the bar where my mom worked after after school.
Right.
Which explains some things now that I'm saying it.
You still do.
She was released on $500 bail, but Brittany was offered a deal to drop the charges if she agreed to have a designated adult supervise Soren when she's away and install a tracking app on his phone, which she declined. Now she's facing potential jail time, and they even started a GoFundMe to help support her to do the legal process.
I don't know if I'm really hating on her.
I'm not.
Seems fine.
Hey, Kraken won yesterday. They ended up rallying from a 2-goal deficit. They ended up having a 4-goal second period. Ended up winning the game 5-2 against the Columbus Blue Jackets. Up next for them, they play tomorrow over at Climate Pledge Arena once again. As far as weather, 54 degrees and rain, that is the DMD, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.